This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Transportation Safety Board is looking into why a campaign plane carrying vice presidential candidate Mike Pence skidded off a runway at New York's LaGuardia Airport last night in the rain. Everyone is fine after the hard landing. LaGuardia had already been a campaign issue. Everybody agrees the aging eyesore needs investment. Both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump say more spending on American infrastructure is necessary. Both say the private sector has to help. Yesterday, the Trump campaign had some more details about what to do. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams looks at this issue.
Both the candidates agree American infrastructure is in pretty bad condition.
I want us to invest in your future. That means jobs and infrastructure in advance.
And our infrastructure throughout our country is crumbling. Bad shape. Our airports, our roads, our bridges, our tunnels, our schools, our hospitals.
But they have different strategies for how to fix it. Robert Puentes of the Eno Center for Transportation had a look at Donald Trump's plan.
Well, this plan focuses on the private side almost exclusively and what the federal government can do to incentivize private investment in infrastructure.
Trump would use a mix of strategies, including big tax credits, generating about $1 trillion in infrastructure investment over 10 years. So says Peter Navarro, a senior policy advisor for the Trump campaign who worked on the plan.
The tax credit approach is one significant source of funding. At the other end of the spectrum, you've got existing money that comes into all sorts of funds like transportation funds.
Hillary Clinton wants to pay to fix roads and bridges with higher taxes on the wealthy. Here's the Eno Center's Puentes again.
Senator Clinton's plan is focused more on infrastructure broadly and on what then the impacts of that infrastructure would be on people, places, and communities.
Like how many jobs the investments would create. But she doesn't want the government to do it all.
A big part of our plan will be unleashing the power of the private sector to create more jobs at higher pay. And that means for us creating an infrastructure bank to get private funds off the sidelines.
Clinton plans to spend $25 billion over 5 years to create that infrastructure bank, which would provide low-interest loans and other products to help fund big projects. And we have a lot of those on the waiting list. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.